Everyone, I'm Delaney.
I'm Brinley.
And I'm Daphne.
Welcome to Teen Talks. Now, right off the bat, I just want to apologize a little bit because it has been a while.
It's been a minute.
It's been a
A
hot
little more.
minute.
It's been an extremely warm minute.
It has been
Sun
a
temperature
long
minute.
minute.
The longest.
The longest.
So, yeah, that's a little awkward. We do have pretty busy schedules, so it's not the easiest to have a podcast at the moment, but we'll try and upload as much as we can. Maybe starting a second podcast wasn't the smartest undertaking.
Maybe.
But
Yeah.
today's episode is gonna be awesome. I'm real excited because we are doing a true crime story.
Yay.
I chose this one because, it's just full of nice old ladies. They're just so nice. So harmless, You see one and they offer you some tea, and you're just like, yes, thank you. Like, this will help keep me safe and healthy during the cold winter months when colds and sickness run rampant. There's
I don't take tea from strangers.
Yeah,
Yeah,
stranger
but
danger.
it's not a stranger, it's your friend, your friendly friend person.
Friendly friend person.
Well, if it's my friend person, then I'll take the tea.
Yeah, but only
And
if it's a friend person.
so yeah, say you take some tea from your friendly friend person, and then the next second you're dying from cyanide poisoning. Now that's a little tricky.
What? Oh, and in case it wasn't obvious, me and Daphne have not heard this before. We have no idea what's going to happen.
Okay, this is one of the less gruesome cases that I've heard. Like, it's
Oh,
very
okay.
sad because people die, but like, it's more ridiculous how this lady didn't get caught. Like, it honestly baffles me.
Oh.
Like, she has so much dumb luck throughout this entire story. But this takes place in South Korea. So that's pretty fun. The main character, which I don't know, maybe that's me glorifying this. Like, maybe I shouldn't say that. But our suspect is Kim Soon-ja. Which I'm so sorry if I pronounce anything wrong this entire story. I've tried to do as much research as I can, but I'm bound to say stuff wrong. I say English words wrong like every day. So,
I can correct you.
okay. But I'm just gonna call her Kim for the rest of the story. So she was just a normal, plain old, same old housewife. For most of her life. She has a husband and three children. The standard regular gal. She's just living her best life. Her husband was a painter, and not like an artist like Vincent Van Gogh, but he like painted house walls and stuff, which respectable job. But apparently, that wasn't enough for her because she wanted a lot of money. She wasn't content with just an average household. She wanted a lot of things. She actually had an addiction that barely anyone knew about. And this
Wait,
is
did she have
honestly,
kids?
yes, three children. But her addiction is actually a really scary addiction to me because it is gambling. I feel like that's a really easy thing to justify in your head because you can do some mental cartwheels and be like, well, yeah, I lose money, but sometimes I win a lot of money. You know, and then you end up spending all your money hoping for some big win, and then you get addicted.
Happens to the best of us.
Oh, do you have some personal experience with this, Stephanie?
What?
Do you have something you want to talk about, Daphne?
This is a safe space. You can open up to us. Okay, so she is called the Ajuma Killer.
Ajuma.
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 Yes, like that, except faster.
Ajuma.
Ma.
I am saying ma.
Okay.
Ajuma. Was that good?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, it's my accent. I have an accent. So.
Oh, wait. By the way, just in case if anyone's wondering why I think I'm qualified to tell Delaney she's wrong all the time, it's because my mom is Korean. And yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
So this means, I don't even want to say it because I don't want you to be like, ah, you're wrong. But Ajumma means an older Korean woman, usually with kids or married or both. And they drink a lot of teas, you know, that are good for you. It's like, drink this and you won't get a cold. Like, yes, please. Coronavirus deceased. Okay? Yeah, that's definitely accurate information. So,
oh, I think you should cover the cure.
But there's one downside to her teas, and that she adds a special ingredient. And a lot of times, you know, the special ingredient in things is love. But she prefers the flavor of cyanide.
Oh, how nice.
Love cyanide.
Yeah.
Again, Daphne, is there something you need to tell us? But she ends up becoming a serial killer. Now, to be a serial killer, you need to have 3 different kills at 3 different locations with a cool down period in between each of them. So you don't just go like kill someone at your house and then kill someone outside your house and then go kill someone at the mall all in the span of like an hour. You need like a couple.
Do you have anything to tell us, Delaney?
I'm just stating the facts, okay? I haven't been to the mall
really
in like a year. So
that sounds exactly like a person who killed someone at the mall would say.
Actually, I have an alibi. I was with my 2 sisters, so.
Really?
I thought you had 3 sisters.
What? I genuinely didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
Oh, I said I thought you had 3 sisters.
Oh.
Because then it would be like you killed one of your sisters.
Oh. Oh.
It wasn't that good. I didn't want to say it again.
It took a little explaining, but we got there.
Uh-huh.
So, most serial killers go after strangers or people who have hurt them. But, Kim here just killed her friends and family.
Yay. I don't mean that.
So basically, her tactic was to go out with her friends and be like, Oh man, you want some tea? Like, drink it. It's really good for you. You know how the seasonal viruses are, and we're getting up there in years, so, gotta build up those immune systems. And then sooner or later, they would just drop dead. Just be like, ooh. I'm also not trying to be insensitive. I'm really sorry if that's insensitive. I guess I'm just trying to make light of a very dark situation, but I just realized, like, maybe this isn't the best thing.
I don't know.
I don't
But she, had this gambling problem, so she would ask for money from a lot of her friends, for various excuses, but then she would actually go gamble it all away. And so she just didn't like being in debt, She was like, I'm a little bored of being in debt, so I'm gonna go kill all the people I'm indebted to.
Oh, that's one way to handle your debt.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, oh my gosh, I watched the Korean drama where like kind of the same thing happened.
Oh, maybe.
Except they didn't use tea.
What'd they use?
I think a knife.
Oh.
But like the guy who they owed their debt to was like shaking her grandma and stuff and like abusing her and like hitting her. So she just grabbed a knife and she was like stab stab
Did you tell us
and then
about
he's
this?
dead dead. Yeah, I think I
I think
did.
you did, because that's ringing a bell.
Yeah.
Stab, stab, dead, dead, another day in the
It was a really good K-drama.
You remember what it's called?
Yeah, not Odyssey,
Well,
but in English it's My Mister, and Odyssey is like Ajima, but male, so yeah.
it's actually Ajumma, Daphne.
You don't, ma, is it two syllables, Delaney?
Wow. I was just. That was my accent coming through a little bit. Not my fault. So, she called up her friend, who is also Miss Kim. So there's Kim and Miss Kim. And she was like, hey, do you want to go to the cafe and just like chill? And Miss Kim was like, of course. So they went off to the cafe together and ordered a bunch of drinks and treats. And then Kim offered Miss Kim another tea. And she was like, it's so good. Like, it's got hazelnut and no basil. I don't know what's in these teas. I don't know why basil was the first thing that came to my head, but. So Miss Kim drank it. She was like, thank you. And then they'd had so much tea and stuff, so Miss Kim was like, hey, you want to go to the bathroom with me? And they were like, yeah. So in this particular cafe, the bathrooms were upstairs. So they were walking up the stairs together, and suddenly Miss Kim just tumbles down the steps.
Oh.
And so the people are like, oh my gosh, we have to help her. And she was talking about how she was having terrible cramps and difficulty breathing. And so people just were freaking out and they called an ambulance. But Kim flees the scene while her best friend is dying. But somehow, in the confusion, she manages to take Miss Kim's ring and necklace, which were both expensive and made of gold. So somehow she's like, oh, whoopsie daisy, I kind of accidentally left my best friend dying, But I managed to take her purse and ring, or her ring and necklace. Like, I don't know how that got there. So, the police were investigating this and they were like, she died of cyanide poisoning. That's not normal. And for some reason, they didn't question Kim. They were just like, oh man, I'm so sorry that your friend died. That's pretty. It's not great. I hope you're doing okay. And then they just didn't question anything. And so she got away with it. And her next murder was Miss Jun. Jun. Okay. And Miss Jun lent Kim $14,000 for her
Wow.
son to go to college. Kim was literally like, hey, we're in a really tight spot, and I just want to send my son to like one semester of college or whatever, how much. Like, can you loan me some money? And she was like, oh, yes, here you go. So, probably a good person, but her lending that money was like signing her death warrant. So that's not good. And it was in the same scenario. They went to the cafe together because, they were friends. She was like, hey, let's go to the cafe. Like, I know I owe you money, but, I'll pay that back really soon. I promise. Do you want to just go hang out at the cafe? And she was like, yeah, I'm free today. So they go, they have a great time. There's a little something happening to the tea. And then on the bus ride home, Miss Jen dies.
Wow.
She sounded really nice.
That.
So,
Also, I think you're. Oh.
how would you pronounce it?
Okay, wait. Because, like, the Korean to English. I forgot what it's called, but the way they, like, translate the letters is kind of weird. But if I remember correctly, which I might be totally wrong, and you might be saying it right, but I think you is oo in Korean, so I think it would be June.
That's how it is in Spanish. Like, most of the world pronounces syllable or the vowels the same, except for like the US.
And I think is EO. So, yeah.
As in A or what?
Like if it was JEON, it would be Jun.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, Kim has been present for both these two deaths, and she's not investigated. She's just like, oh man, my friends are just dropping dead from cyanide poisoning, not even like old age or like a heart failure or something, literally poisoned. It's like, wow, that's pretty not fun.
How could that happen?
I wonder why.
And nothing bad happens. So yeah, after this whole thing plays out, people are pretty mad at the government for not figuring it out sooner because it just becomes so blatantly obvious. But the third victim, which I'm not using the word murder for a reason, also lent her money, but she got out alive. So they were at a cafe, I'm pretty sure. and just vibing. And she's like, here's some tea. It's good for you. And she drinks it, and like immediately she starts feeling bad. She's like, oh, I think I need to go home. I'm not feeling too well. And then it gets a little worse, and she's like, actually, so they call a taxi to go home, and she tells the taxi, like, actually, take me to a hospital. I need to get to a hospital. And so on the ride to the hospital, Kim is just like, here, I know you're feeling bad. Drink more tea. Like, it'll help you drink more tea. And
Oh
but
gosh.
this lady is already suspicious. So she's like, no, I just need to focus on getting to the hospital. And so they get there and she survives. And so she's super suspicious of Kim. But while she's in recovery, Kim pays off all her debt and visits her all the time and helps her throughout recovery and just checks up on her. So all suspicion just gets removed. So she's just like, wow, I have such a nice friend, like, so kind when her friend literally tried to murder her.
Then I bet she feels bad for like even suspecting her in the first place.
Yeah. Which turned out she was right all along. So her third murder was her own dad. Yeah, her own dad. So her dad kind of knew about her gambling problem and like had lent her money in the past, and he wasn't like super happy with her because he was like, you have a problem, like you should try and get help or something or pay me back my money. And so they were going to like a family reunion, and on the bus ride home she offers him some tea. And she's like, Dad, we met a lot of people there. You don't want to catch anything from them. Here's some tea. You're the best, Dad. And he sadly does not make it. And so, everyone in the family is distraught and everyone feels so bad for Kim. They're like, your friends and your own dad, like, I am so sorry. This must be awful and so difficult for you. So she's getting all this wonderful attention because no one thinks it's her. Like, imagine just your sweet neighbor or something who has three kids and a husband, and she bakes cookies or whatever. You wouldn't suspect them of murder. You'd feel bad for them because, a lot of people in their life are dying. But her fourth murder is actually the craziest to me. It is her younger sister.
What did her family ever do to her?
Nothing. Literally nothing. From what I could tell. Like, her younger sister was so distraught because her dad just died. That's awful. And so she loaned Kim around $20,000 for the funeral arrangements.
Oh
That's
no.
not good.
She was just so sad, and they were spending time together one night because they needed each other, and then she dies. Another lace tea, probably at a cafe too, honestly. I don't fully remember, and I don't have it in my notes here, but she kills her younger sister. Her father attempts to kill one of her friends, actually kills two of her friends.
My gosh, this lady.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it doesn't end there. Still, she is flying under the radar.
Oh my gosh.
Like, it's crazy. And so she has this younger cousin that, like, they're not, like, best friends, but, you know, they were cousins. And so she's like, I'm so sorry about your dad. Like, is there anything you could do to help? Or I could do to help? And she was like, actually, like, I know, so sad, blah, blah, blah. Who cares about him? I have this plan. You know, we're a little tight on money, so... Well, this cousin was doing pretty well for herself. Like, she wasn't, like, the CEO of Amazon, but she was doing pretty well off money-wise, living her best life. And so she had some money in the bank. And Kim was like, I was thinking, you know, maybe you could buy a property and I could rent it from you and, like, fill the other rooms and be a landlord, and then most of the money goes to you. Like, you just buy this property, I'll pay you rent, I'll get other people to pay you rent. It will just be a really good deal. And somehow she manages to talk her cousin into it, and she's like, so you can just give all the money directly to me, and I'll handle it all. Like, I'll buy the property. And she gets, in total from all of this, she gets, like, $1.8 million. Or, no, it's, like, $500,000.
Still, that's a...
probably more, like, $600,000. Or 800. You know, it was pretty up there, like a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, instead of just like running away with the money, she kills her cousin.
That's so sad. They're all so nice to her.
Uh-huh. And so when the police were questioning, like, the family, they were like, like, has anything weird happened recently? And her husband was like, well, yeah, she just, like, loaned a bunch of money to her cousin. Like, Kim, I think was her name. And they were like, okay, we should go investigate Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do. And, you know, she's being pretty suspicious. So they get a warrant. And they end up finding cyanide in her house. You know, in it was in a newspaper, like a stack of newspaper, but she like cut a hole into the stack of newspaper and hid it in there.
Oh.
And her story was like, I asked a cousin who worked at this like factory to give me some cyanide so I could kill rats. Like,
yeah, right.
That's crazy. Rats. Why would you get cyanide when you can just get rat poison or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, like, illegal. The cousin was like, yeah, I gave her cyanide. She asked for it to kill some rats. But Kim, like, throughout the whole trial and everything was like, no, I don't know what that is. Like, how did that get there? She was claiming to be innocent the whole trial, but... they finally catch her, you know, they put her away after 5 murders.
Wow. That's quite the story.
That's crazy. That makes me scared.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
When was this?
I'm not sure. Hold on.
Oh, it's okay if you don't know.
I'll look it up on Wikipedia.
My gosh, Daphne.
Oh Oh, it was between October 1986 and August
1988. Wow. Her poor family and friends, mm-hmm. and that's just awful.
Yeah, the police found all the jewelry and stuff that she stole in her house, and she was like, how did that get there? Like, that's crazy. They gave it to me.
Okay.
No. Yeah, so a lot of people were upset at the law enforcement for not catching her sooner, because, like, it is, looking back on it, it's blatantly obvious.
Mm-hmm. Like, but, who else could it be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People thought it was, like, a young person, like, someone who had, like, a prejudice against Ajumas. They were calling whoever the killer was, because they didn't know the Ajuma killer, when in reality, it was, like, literally an actual older person.
I'm always blaming on the young people.
How did she, like, get like that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I mean, she seemed to have a lot of people that cared about her. I don't think that most people with, like, gambling addictions would go to that level.
Well, addiction can really just mess with your brain.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it seems like she had some sort of mental illness, so I guess addiction combined with mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Most people with mental illness are more of a danger to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Than other
people. Unless it's like being a psychopath or a sociopath.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, her family did not do much wrong to her, and she killed her dad and younger sister. That's what baffles me the most.
I bet her sons are, like, adults now.
Oh, mm-hmm. What they thought.
She was actually one of the last executions in South Korea.
Oh.
Her and 22 other criminals from around the country were executed on the same day, and those were pretty much, like, the last ones. They were like, bye-bye, capital punishment.
Bye-bye. This is, like, I don't know, that's so, it's, like, scary, because, like, it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Her life seems so normal.
Yeah. She was just a normal person, you know, who turned out to be a serial killer. Yeah, I'm a little paranoid because I watch so much true crime stuff.
I feel like I should never give anyone money now.
Just don't be nice to anyone. Or don't go get tea. Don't
be never nice drink to anyone. Tea ever again.
Don't be nice to anyone, but also don't be mean.
Just don't drink anything.
Yeah.
Just don't be that. Just
yeah, just be completely neutral.
Stay home in your safety bunker. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the time. And anything. Don't drink anything.
Unless, like, you made it yourself.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
Like,
but what if What if a serial killer went into the factory, or they, where you planted it, they put poison on the
No, it's just water. You're only allowed to drink water, and you boil it, and you never take your eyes off of it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good reason. Way to live your life. Mm-hmm. Pro advice from Teen Talks.
Yeah.
Yep.
But thank you so much for listening. I know this doesn't necessarily fit Teen Talks genre-wise, because it's a true crime video with old ladies. So, almost. Yeah. So, like, Tea Talks.
Tea Talks? With serial killers.
Let's tea talk about some serial killers. But I hope you enjoyed. If you liked hearing our voices, then we've got plenty of other episodes for you to hear and enjoy and just gobble up with your ears.
Yeah.
So.
And we have that one episode on I Didn't Know You Could Read.
Except oh, yeah. That
was like a minute. So.
Yeah, we have another podcast. That someday. Is a book review podcast, and we will post one probably someday.
Someday.
Eventually.
Perhaps.
Maybe. Yeah. So we're sorry if you don't hear from us for a while.
And sorry that you didn't hear from us for a while.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bye!
Bye!
Okay, bye.